Yo, what's up? Yo, I think my neighbor that live on the floor with the dog be listening to the show, cause I made a joke about the rabbit hole, stuffing the dog down the rabbit hole, going down the rabbit hole, and killing two birds with one stone. I think they listening. I don't know. Or it might just be karma for making such a bad joke. I thought it was funny because they got a bigger dog. And that motherfucker is not a soprano. That shit is a bass. Yo, I walk past the door thinking to hear Chris Tucker. And I heard, Debo, you want some of this too, old man? Like, yeah. Yo, that shit went from Blue Magic, I'll Only Stop, to motherfucking Barry White. I'm like, yo, they gotta be doing this. Like, this shit. Now, I would be selfish, and I would just be stupid to think that they heard that. That they heard that because she don't even know that I record, like, because I only speak to the girl in passing. Like, yeah, she's a nice girl, actually. It's a cute dog. I just love to make jokes about the little motherfucker. Little Timberland boot dog. Not even a double sole size. Yo, I. One thing that I noticed that really, 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 really gets on my nerves is people who don't pay attention. And I say this, but people who ask the same question twice, when if they have been paying attention the first time, they wouldn't have to ask the same question. I don't like it. People who are just oblivious walking around. Deaf, dumb, and blind. Like, I don't like, okay. And I know I'm gonna fuck this up. But for example, right. If you see me washing windows and you look at me and you make contact with me, we make eye contact. We look each other in the eye and you see me. And you say, good morning. And you see what I'm doing. You go on about your day. And I don't know, say 2, 3 hours later, you see me in passing. And you ask me, wow, those windows look nice. Who washed the windows? That's the shit I don't fucking like. That's the shit I don't fucking like. Like, yeah. Like you're just tuned out. If it makes sense to any of you, people who are just tuned out. Like you'll tell somebody, yo, make a left, make a left, make a left. And they're paying no attention to you. And they pass. And then they say, damn, I should have made the left. That's the shit that pissed me off. Yo, I got an idea. Why don't we do it? XYZ instead of ZYX. No, it'll never go like that. And then it turns out, hey, I got an idea. Let's do it XYZ. That's the shit I don't fucking like. I mean, don't be one of them people. Really, don't be one of them people. Just, I don't know if it's narcissism or if it's just like just tuning people out or just being a know-it-all or just like just walking around as a living zombie. It could be a combination of both. I wouldn't put it past people. In this big social experiment that we call life. Guess what? I got some stories. What's up first? God, I hate that, man. Like, please, like, yo, don't. You know how much time you waste people time when they have to explain shit to you twice. I mean, like, I was telling someone that they had just got a job. Good job. Just got a job. And I was like, yo, like, for the first like 2 weeks, if they say they're training you, they're looking to see how much you're learning. They're looking to, like, yeah, so bring a notebook and ask questions and write stuff down. Write stuff down. Oh no, I don't have to. And you're forgetting things. They're telling you things and you're forgetting them. Like, and you're making mistakes. It's starting to show that you're not paying attention to the training. So you got 1 foot in the door. After that 2 week period, they're gonna contemplate on whether you're, because nobody wants to bring, especially if you're a brand new employee, nobody wants to bring on somebody that they're gonna continuously have to like show them like and whatever. Like they want to see how fast you catch on, basically. They want to see how fast you catch on. And eventually that person ended up losing that job, which was the potential to earn a big sum of money because they just didn't. I forgot to do this. I forgot to do that. Once, maybe, yeah, twice you're in training, but you know, like after that, it starts to become a pattern and just becomes a look like you're just messy. I mean, but yeah, man, like, yo, I don't know if it's just being fucking mindless or just being not mindful. Let's see what we got here. I'll only stop. That's how the little dog sound. That's like what, blue magic? Burn it down! And that's how the fucking other dog sound. That's how I know the difference, the four tops. So that shit is from blue magic to four tops. Yeah. Oh shit. Man who fatally shot his sister's abusive partner, given 18-year jail sentence. Yo, that's crazy. And please, I mean no disrespect at all when I say this, but men are assholes. There's men out there that's prone to do this shit. But sometimes women just like a certain type of guy that consists of this type of behavior. Yeah. Like, and as a brother, that's a hard spot to be in because you don't know that if whatever happens to him, that the other guy that acts exactly the same way might be just up next. You don't know. Because some of these girls just go for that type of guy. And it's psychological also because there's actually women out there that think that if you don't verbally or physically abuse them, they think that you don't care. Like it's really weird. It's guys out there too that got the fucking mommy complex. Yeah, it's guys out there that like, oh God, that why do you think you get all these jokes about I beat men up too? Where do you think? You think that's a myth? You think that's just a joke? No, some of these guys like getting their hands put on them. It's something like about being, I don't know. I don't know. Me personally, I don't like any of it because you fuck around and think this girl is into the shit and something goes wrong, very wrong. How many stories have we heard about that the guy hits the girl and she trips and hits her goddamn head and that's a wrap? You're done. Like, yeah, you're done. Even if the woman provoked you, which and I can see that happening in some cases, not all cases. Not all women look for that type of guy. That's just like part of the package that comes with the guy. They don't know he's an idiot until, it's not funny, but the last thing you want is like for you to lose your life. It's for you to lose your, like, it's for you to go to jail over this guy. Really, it becomes over the guy now at this point. And either she stays with him, yeah, has children, gets married, you're doing your 18 years still, yeah. Or you kill him and she ends up with another guy the exact same way. Like, so you gotta learn how to play it in certain cases. I would say that, like, if the girl truly, if your sister, or if, let's say, let's, yeah, if your sister truly shows in her heart that she wants that guy out, then you help her get him out. I'm not saying kill him, don't kill anybody, but you help him, yeah, you help her. Like, but if you know for sure that she has a pattern of messing with guys of this type of nature, then, like, it's really tricky, man. A man in South Africa was sentenced to 18 years in prison. Damn, prison. 18 years in a South African prison for murder after pleading guilty for killing his. He killed him. He killed him. His sister's partner, who police said was killed as a result of domestic violence between a sister and deceased. If you. Okay, so it's like the way it was explained to me is that South Africa is beautiful in certain parts, and then there are certain parts that getting robbed is just as easy as getting a mosquito bite. Getting killed is just as easy as getting a bug bite. Yeah, it's like that. You know what I mean? So, okay. I'm not gonna pronounce this, yo. Mbukizwa Mikaze. That's the only thing, that's what you're gonna get out of me. I'm not saying it no more. 34 from the KwaZulu-Natal province pleaded guilty on Monday before Pietermaritzburg High Court in the fatal shooting of 54-year-old Zamakule Indlovu. Indlovu was reported to be at his home in the Thembalile. Oh, come on, man. Which falls under South Africa's Mountain Rise Policing Precinct of the Northern Cape Province at 10 p.m. local time on October 6 in 2019, when an unknown man entered the property, the South African Police Service said in a statement on Tuesday. He fired shots down. He fired shots toward him, and he sustained gunshot wounds to the stomach and neck. He was declared dead at the scene by paramedics. A case for murder was opened. He was killed as a result of domestic violence between him and the accused's sister. Nkize was traced and arrested. 2019 December, he made several court appearances before he pleaded guilty and was sentenced. God damn. Yeah, man. Like, yo, now you down. Now your sister's smashing a new bully. For that, I'll take a sip. Now a new bully is pounding them cheeks. Damn it, sis. I did all this for you. No fucking way. I have a sister, and for the most part, I've seen my sister doing the abusing. I've seen that, I think since then she's calmed down. But yeah, the only time I've physically seen any abusing was her doing the abusing. So I'm not saying that's okay, but yeah, it's better than the alternative. Next up, Damn, that's fucked up. Doing the right thing goes wrong. Here we go. Delete that. Yo, opioid makers on trial in West Virginia after 700 people in one county overdosed and died. These is not even their opioid makers. We're talking about pharmaceuticals. We're talking about the reason that the troops are over in Afghanistan guarding the poppy fields. We're talking about the reason, like, the nation's three largest opioid distributors are on trial in West Virginia after more than 700 people died of drug overdoses in a county with a population of less than 100,000, the Associated Press reported. God damn, yo. That's bad, yo. Oh, yo, that's really bad, yo. Like, what are these? These are pharmaceutical drugs or prescription drugs that fell in their hands, like that people are just like selling on the streets. That's the only way it could mushroom like that. That has to be the only way it could mushroom like that. And you see the picture of the, oh my goodness, the West Virginia city of Huntington and surrounding Cabell County sued the national distribution companies AmerisourceBergen, Cardinal Health, and McKesson after hundreds of residents overdosed and died from opioid addiction from 2015 to 2020. God. The trial opened in federal court this month and marks just one of 3,000 lawsuits filed in federal courts in the Northern District of Ohio as the region grapples with an opioid crisis that has shattered communities over several years. And I really believe that giving these people, giving these kids when they're young, they're just hyper. You're giving them like Ritalin and all types of stuff because you don't want to watch them. You don't want to like raise them. You just want them docile and like tuned out to the world and zone the hell out. When they outgrow that, this is what happens. This is what happens. Weed isn't the gateway drug. Weed isn't the gateway drug. This type of shit is. This shit that's engineered. They engineer this shit to make you docile, to make you not be who you are, to, as a child, make you not want to run and jump and play and all this stuff. This is what it leads to. You disagree with me if you want. And they're making this stuff in a lab to have this type of effect. Highly addictive, as all opiates are, whether they're pharmaceutical or street. All opiates are highly addictive. So what do you expect to get when you put this together? Like, you don't cook the addiction out of it because if people can walk away from it, then it doesn't make any money. No. This is the end result. During the trial, an expert witness for the region used data compiled by the federal government to show that pharmaceutical distributors shipped nearly 128 million doses of prescription opioids to the Cabell County from 2006 to 2014. Jesus. Equating to more, okay? 128 million doses of prescription opioids to the Cabell County from 2006 to 2014, follow me, equating to more than 140 per resident each year. They're flooding the block with that work. Flooding the fucking block with that fucking work. God, what they said, the population was like 100,000? Jesus. A trial in West Virginia, as well as legal proceedings underway in California, could set the stage for resolutions to similar lawsuits brought by thousands of local governments across the United States. Damn. We knew this has been a problem for a long time. The companies that make this shit knew it's been a problem for a long time, but until it was made public, they're not going to do anything about it. And even if it's public, they're still not going to do anything about it until yeah, you gotta really hit them hard. This goes into government. This goes into politicians. And these people are putting money in politicians' pockets. And if they weren't, if they were just making money and the people who could stop it, yeah, if they weren't putting money in the pockets of the people who could stop it, they would be stopped. Yeah. Opioid overdoses have been linked to the deaths of nearly 500,000 Americans since 2000 and reached a record of nearly 50,000 in 2019. 50,000 alone in 2019. Jesus. I'm glad I never touched that shit. I smoked a little bit of weed. I still have a shot and a beer, and I'm good. Yo, I'm good. But it's sad for the people that it's sad for the people that take it. And then most of these people end up getting on heroin because it's cheaper. Yeah, it's cheaper. And you know what happens is the dealers, the heroin falls into the dealers, the oxys, the Xanaxes, they fall into the hands of the dealers. The Percocets falls into the hands of the local street dealers. And these kids who are, I don't know, the kids are cops that's addicted to this shit. The kids are judges who are addicted to this shit. People who are in the legislation. Yeah, politicians have kids that's on this shit, and they make laws tougher because their kid overdosed on this shit, on opiates. So when they see you in the courtroom, even if you had nothing to do with selling to their child, they look at you as the enemy, even though they're the reason that the shit is still around. Yeah, so now you get like, you get, they want to smoke you. They want to fucking smoke you because they see you and they see the person that killed their kid in the courtroom. Yeah. So they want to make an example out of you. It's really fucked up. It's really fucked up. These are the people that could have stopped the shit, but instead they look at it that is your fault. You're at the bottom, motherfucking fool. You're at the bottom. God. It's a hypocrisy in this system that rivals no other. It really rivals no other. Next up, baby. What is the next one? No. Oh, yeah. I am unprepared. Hey! All that shit I talk about being on time and everything like that. I'm here, ain't I? I'm here, ain't I? Nah. No, just because the piggyback on the on that on the opioid shit, I caught another one that city man in federal custody after police recover 1,750 stamp bags. Damn. I mean, this is the yeah, these are opiate. These are fucking like, I don't know, is fentanyl opiate? I'm not going down that rabbit hole. Because that dog behind that door sounds too big to stuff in a rabbit hole. I'm I'll look at it offline. A Pittsburgh man is in federal custody after police said they pulled his car over a carrot. I don't know where that is. On Thursday, and found 35 bricks of fentanyl or 1,750 stamp bags. I don't know how they do fentanyl. I stopped that heroin. So I know what a sleeve is. I know what a sleeve of heroin is. I know what a brick is. I know roughly how many bags you should get out of a gram of heroin because you don't bag up heroin the same way you bag up anything else. A little bit will get you a lot. Yeah. Hey, kids, please don't listen to that. It'll strike that from the record. Terrell Revis was charged in federal court with possession of fentanyl as well as crack cocaine, which police say they found in a diaper bag. Mr. Revis appeared briefly before U.S. magistrate judge and was ordered detained pending a hearing next week. In a criminal complaint, an Allegheny County detective said that he was contacted Thursday by a one-hole detective who was following Mr. Revis's car because he knew Revis was wanted for questioning in a homicide. Oh God. Because he just seen him meet with a known drug dealer. Goodness. Goodness. Detective Catarino followed the car into the city of Pittsburgh, where Detective Stegana joined in the surveillance and said he saw Mr. Revis's car traveling up to 65 miles an hour in a 25 mile an hour zone. That motherfucker knew he had a shit ton of drugs. He was trying to hurry up and get that shit off. Get that shit the fuck, like, hell yeah. I'm not bad, yo. I'm not bad. I'm not bad. It's a panicked situation. Know what I mean? Like, yo, I'm sitting on all this shit. I gotta hurry up and get rid of this shit. That's what you're thinking. But on the outside, people are looking at it like, yo, this guy's fucking speeding. Let's pull him over. That's how a lot of drug dealers get caught. Like, yeah. God, man. You gotta play prevention. Play prevention. Know what I mean? Like, because after they pull you over, game is over. Know what I mean? Like, you gotta play prevention. Pulled Mr. Revis's car over at Brownsville and Maytide Street after Revis drove through a red light. Oh. I was kind of rooting for him to get away until. No, I wasn't. Well, I kind of was. I kind of was. I kind of wasn't. He said, Mr. Regis and a woman. I was on the fence. He said, Mr. Revis and a woman in the passenger seat started frantically moving. Yeah! If he was smart, he would have had, because they're watching him. If they're watching him, he would have rolled in a car with nothing in it. And the car, he would have had somebody else that they're not watching. You don't know who they're watching, but you would have had somebody else ride like two or three cars behind you in traffic. And while they got you stopped, yeah, while they got you stopped, they just ride on past. That's how I would have played that. That's a lot of fucking work, man, to be riding. And you're like, yeah, you're the one that they want. Like, yeah, and you should know by now that you're fucking hot. If you're moving that much work, somebody's watching you. Somebody knows. This is 2020, man. Like, yo, they knew. They know. Like, word of mouth. That's all. Somebody that's bad on that shit gets caught. And it could be just a bag, a crumb. And the police pull them over, the narcos pull them over and say, yo, where'd you get that from? And they're gonna say who? Because they're sick, they're addicted, and the police let them keep it, and now they got a name, and that's how the shit fucking starts. Yeah. Yeah. The woman made similar movements, police said. A child was also in the back, in the child seat in the back. Why the fuck are you doing that? You're gonna lose the fucking child. That's child endangerment. I just seen an episode of Cops this morning. This dude had a warrant out for his arrest. He ran from the fucking cops. He ran from the cops. He had his son in the car. You know what I mean? And in the car, he had he had a Glock. He had something. He had like a nine. He had a 9 millimeter Glock with an extended clip in it already. Then they found another extended clip with a drum in it, with a drum, which is like more. That's like federal shit, man. Then in his fucking in the diaper bag, they found like just more clips and bullets. Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? Why? If you're going to do dirt, leave your child at home. Like, tell somebody else. If you got to do, pick your child, have somebody else pick the child up. Something. Yeah, said they drew their guns and ordered the pair out of the car. Said he saw paper wrap objects in the front passenger seat, which he knew to be heroin or fentanyl. They package it the same way. Okay. The officers put Mr. Rivas and the woman in handcuffs. Police admitted the drugs were his, and a city officer took him to Allegheny County police officers. The woman stayed behind while police waited for a female officer to arrive and search her and to make arrangements for custody of the child. Yeah, that child is from, yeah. When the woman asked officers to retrieve some items for the child, a detective removed the diaper bag and found a loaded gun on the floorboard behind the driver's seat. God damn, man. Yo. He also found a baggie inside the pocket of the diaper bag. You're using the child as a decoy to help you move fucking drugs. You're gonna lose that child. Bag containing 18 grams of crack, according to the complaint. The woman who was not identified was taken to police headquarters. A search of the car turned up a total of 35 bricks of fentanyl and a digital scale. Police said, yo, what the fuck, yo? Yo, it just reeks like, yo, you could have got caught with the 18 grams of crack and be like, yo, I got a bad habit, man. I smoke, man. Like, yeah, I smoke. But yo, how you gonna explain 35 bricks of fentanyl? I mean, you can't do that. Like, yo, and you got the baby in the car. That's what's really going, they gonna burn you in court behind that. I mean, like, they're gonna burn you in court. Is these people like what was he thinking? Fentanyl is a powerful synthetic opioid. It's a synthetic opioid. I couldn't help myself, folks. I'm sorry. Fentanyl is a powerful synthetic. Synthetic means man-made. Yeah. That is an, I knew that off the top of the head. That is similar to morphine, but it's 50 to 100 times more potent. One, two, it is a prescription drug that is also made and used illegally. That's a lot of shit, man. 1,750 packets of fentanyl. The shit was already bagged up. The shit was already bagged up. So what he would probably do is take it to wherever he was, wherever he had to go, and stamp it. Get his own stamp. I mean, you get your own stamp. And you put it in packages of 10 equals 175 bricks. Well, 100 and divided by 10. No, that's not right. It'll be 175 bundles. 175 bundles divided by, I don't know, how many bricks are in a bundle now? I mean, how many bundles are in a brick now? Five divided by five would be 35 bricks. That would be 35 bricks. And I think a sleeve is like 11. A sleeve is like 11 bricks. Why am I thinking about this? See, get reservations and shit. Like, people, places, and things. I'm not fucking around at all. No, bitch, I'm not fucking around. No, sirree, not 40-year-old me. No, I'm not quite 40 yet. But this type of shit that, yeah, man, this is the type of shit that they frown on. But where did he get it from that he could get it in such abundance if it wasn't allowed to flow around the country? Like, yeah, that's crazy. I mean, like, yeah, oh man, here we go. Judge Judy expanding Supreme Court. It's a dumb idea. Okay, shut the fuck up, Judge Judy. I don't care if you're a real judge or not. I'll see. You can take that robe off and put the gloves on. Yo, I hate that show with a fucking passion, because no matter what side, or if you're a plaintiff or the fucking defendant, you can't get a word in edgewise to explain your fucking story. Now, I mean, and she always be like, every time she tell you that you'll get a chance to explain your story, they go to a commercial break. It's never been a bigger sham in my fucking life, man. I've never seen a bigger sham. Every time I watch Judge Judy, which I could probably count on, I don't know, both hands and maybe one foot in the past time that she had been on. Like, yo, no, you never get a chance to explain your side of the story. Never. You can't get a fucking word in. And then she's screaming at you, like, yo, you screaming at me like this, like, yo, like, why are you screaming at me like this? I came to court. This ain't, yeah. Hey, like, oh man, yo, is this really a court? Oh man, I can see myself going off. Is this really a court? Is this really a court? Bailiff, remove him from the court. Are you really a bailiff? Did he put the cuffs on me? Well, I guess you are. Like, God damn. Man, am I bad? I was just acting just like she was. I'm trying to make it interesting. Fuck, man. Wait, yo, oh my God. Judith Scheindlin, known more commonly as Judge Judy, said Thursday that the idea of expanding the U.S. Supreme Court was dumb. She really a judge? I don't know. Maybe she is. During an interview with the Hollywood Reporter, the daytime TV personality, they didn't call her a real judge. They called her a daytime TV personality. Opined. Who wrote this shit? I'm gonna replace it with opinion. I'm editing this shit about a number of hot button issues. Among them was the topic of Supreme Court expansion. In her exchange with the outlet's Mikey O'Connell, Scheindlin blasted out, "It's a dumb idea. We've worked brilliantly in this company with the Supreme Court the way it is." In April, a group of Democrats introduced the Judiciary, Judiciary Act of 2021, which would add 4 seats to the Supreme Court for a total of 13 seats. The legislation was passed months after former President Trump appointed Justice Amy Coney Barrett to the High Court following the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Barrett's appointment gave conservatives a superior majority on the Supreme Court. See, I don't know if it's what are those extra 4 seats gonna do? If, like, I don't know. Are you trying to tip the scales? You're trying to rig the game? Well, the game is already rigged, but who are you bringing in? Are you like, why are you bringing these? Like, yeah, like, is it just going to be like more like infighting or something, or is it just to like, I don't know. Changing it makes no sense to me, except politically. Who became famous as a no-nonsense TV personality on our hit show, Judge Judy. Yeah, that's what you call it, no-nonsense. It's all nonsense. All fucking nonsense. You can't even fucking explain your case. Shyamalan said that the biggest flaw in the country's justice system isn't a Supreme Court issue, but rather than the speed at which cases move. Yeah, because you're on here. You don't need to be on TV. If you're a real judge, you need to be sitting on a bench doing real cases. Okay? You're part of the problem, Judge Judy. She applauded the swift verdict in the Derek Chauvin murder trial, which came to a close last month. The media wasn't going to allow any delay, and rightfully so, which I stated in an earlier podcast that it was so highly televised and it was so highly looked at that if it wasn't handled properly, there was just going to be a lot of repercussions across the board. You're not telling me anything I don't know, Judge Judy. Or I should just call you Judy until I find out if you're really a judge. I like to see things tied up in a bow. No, you don't. Yo, people on TV, they can't turn it off. They always, the few people that's on like TV and movies, they can't turn it off. You don't know when they're acting because like acting is basically just lying anyway. So Shyamalan ended Judge Judy after over 2 decades, but will continue to grace viewers' television screens. According to the reporter, Shyamalan is working on it. Oh yeah, of course there had to be a plug in there about something else. Right, get the hell out of here. This shit off my fucking TV screen. God damn it. I'm not playing with you people, man. Damn it. What the fuck? Delete this shit. I'm gonna take me a sip. Drink. Now I'm an alcoholic. That's what that dog sound like, Eddie Kane Jr. That dog sound like Eddie Kane Jr. in his prime. Do we got here? Okay. We delete that. Oh, you're just happy with pressing the buttons today, aren't you, Mr. Johnson? Oh, just the pressing. Pressing fucking buttons. Yeah. Yeah, this is wild. There are more tigers in captivity in the U.S. than in the wild. I don't believe it. I think we've managed to bring in an invasive species. Well, tigers aren't really invasive because I think they only have like one cub at a time. That's why it's so rare. Like, let's do the numbers on this shit. Yo, this really what stood out to me. Because you think about all the especially this idiot that was on the run. They caught him, but they couldn't catch the tiger. I mean, this idiot that was on the run. I didn't do the story, it was just too stupid. In recent days, the country has been captivated by the search for an escaped tiger in a Houston neighborhood, but the occurrence is not exotic as one might think. There are more tigers in captivity in the United States than in the wild around the world, experts say. The world wildlife, wait a minute. There are more tigers in captivity in the United States. Okay, in captivity in the wild around the world, except than in the world, experts say. Okay, let's get this right. The World Wildlife Fund estimates about 5,000 of the big cats live in captivity around the country. Although animal welfare experts say precise numbers are hard to find, that's compared to roughly 3,900 wild tigers left in the world. Oh, shit. So, if we have them in captivity and we're taking care of them and they're breeding, then what's wrong with that? If we're taking care of them and we're not keeping them as fucking pets, how many? I want to know how many. If you have a tiger, you should be registered. It should be registered. I'm pretty sure there has to be something like that, man. Like, because it should be illegal to have one in the first. I don't know. Mike Tyson had one. Nobody gave him shit about it. Like, how many people? What? Like, I think Siegfried and Roy had one. I think Siegfried and Roy had one. Yeah, until it fucked them up. They told that story was crazy. I believe they told the people no flash photography. No flash photography. No flash photography. And the lady that was very close to the front row flashed, and the tiger seen the shit and it set him off. The shit went fucking bananas. Like, it remembered that, yo, wait, I'm not supposed to fucking be here. It put him back to where he was supposed to be in the jungle. Like, yo, what are you? You look like fool. Said he fucked him up. Like, yeah, like, only if, oh shit. Most of the tigers in the US are held in backyards, breeding facilities, and at small theme parks or roadside attractions. That is sad. That makes my heart heavy. I hate that, man. Come on, man. To see something as beautiful, the fact that we can, like, just manipulate it, like, until it's gone off the face of the earth and nobody gives a fuck. They're just taking numbers. They're just watching. They're just keeping score until the shit goes down to zero. That's all. Nobody's doing shit about it. Only about 6% are at accredited zoos, the group said. So all these shits are fucking circus acts and fucking pets. Breeding facilities, I would like to see that be a bigger number than, yeah, I would like to see that a number as a part, join that with accredited zoos if they're breeding the tigers to bring them back, like, yeah, up to a substantial number. But no, these shits are being used as fucking circus acts. I hope they all claw your fucking face off. You selfish fucks. Jesus Christ. I hope they all claw your face off. These things might be in captivity. You might have had them since they were fucking cubs, but they will still fuck you up. And I hope they do. I don't know, man. Like, yo, if you have a tiger and you can, if you have a pet tiger and you are able to take care of it, and you have professionals that can, like take care of nutrition and make sure it's healthy and make sure that it can, like, yeah, that it's, I guess, but, like, I don't know. Maybe you take a you be an adopt a tiger if you can, and you raise it until it gets a certain size, then you donate it to the zoo so it can breed. Like, I yeah, like, at some point you gotta, like, do something to help the population because they're hunting these things and everything. Like, yeah, at one point you gotta stop being a dick. Yeah, at one point you gotta stop being a dick. Jesus. Oh man. All we got because people are buying them and they think they're pets. You remember, way back, this was around, like, way back, maybe 90s, they said people were getting like alligators and shit. People were getting pet alligators and flushing them down the toilet because they didn't want them, and they would end up in a sewer. And they would end up in a fucking sewer. And everybody was scared to go down in the sewer because they were scared giant alligators would be down there or whatever. That is fucking crazy. Next story. Former Clarkstown teacher charged with sexual abuse. Here we go. Oh, man. Come on, man. Why do we keep. You know what I really think it is? You know what I really think it is? That these guys are stuck in a time. Yeah. These guys are. Oh, this is a girl. Oh, shit. See, this is why I'm glad I skipped ahead. Or these girls. No, these girls and these guys. Like, yeah, this is not gender specific. Not at all. I think what these people do is they have a hard time, like, with relationships, and their relationships are deprived, and like when they're coming up in school, for whatever reason, they just not, yeah, like, yo, it happens that you're just not the, you might not be that guy in high school. I mean, you just ain't find your groove yet, or that girl that, you might have been a little flat chested, which is fucked up. It's very fucked up, but yo, it happens. In high school, kids are stupid. Now, I mean, and you grow up and you just feel that urge to be around it again. So you become a teacher. Yeah. And some people do it for to be like in a predatory manner, maybe. And then some people do it like, I'm gonna be a teacher. And then when they get around the school vibe, it brings them back to like when now you're popular, you're the teacher, and you're still kind of hot. And like, yeah, oh, it's just, I don't know the psychology. I'm sorry, man. I'm a Virgo. I gotta make things make sense. Like, yeah, I gotta make things make sense. This is crazy. A former Clarkstown Central School District teacher has been charged in connection with alleged misconduct with a teen. Samantha Silverman, 30. See? Still young. Still remember those high school days, walking the halls like a ghost, getting no attention. Maybe. That's still, yeah. Think about it, that's not too long ago. Was arrested on various charges related to misconduct with a juvenile, according to the Clarkstown Police Department. Silverman is accused of abusing a 15-year-old during late 2019 and 2020. God damn it. Due to the victim's age, police will not be releasing any further information. Okay. Silverman was charged with one count of endangering the welfare of a child and one count of sexual abuse. She was arraigned in the town of Clarkstown Justice Court and was released pending a future court appearance on June 7th. Jesus Christ. Samantha? Like them young boys. Leave them young boys alone, man. Like, leave them young boys alone. And then, like, yeah, maybe at that age, I think it's psychological. That was probably the age where somebody that she really liked dumped her in high school. I mean, like, that was probably around the age where, yeah, she had an accident in gym class, and everybody laughed at her. I mean, like, so her high school life, her school life was shitty. You know what I mean? Like, hey, I don't know. I don't know. Woo! It's been fun. I'll take one last sip. This is my last story. What we on? What we running on? 54 minutes? 55? good show. Said motherfucker not one time through the whole show. This is the only time, just now, and that doesn't count. Self-proclaimed witch from Alabama charged with murder in connection with disappearance of Layla Cabot. Jesus, really gotta be a witch though? Why you gotta be a witch? Why you can't just be a blood or a crypt like everybody else that does crime and kidnappings or something? What, can't you just put yourself in a sensible category? Yo, how do you tell the cops that, yo, I'm a witch and I made her disappear? And the cops look at you like, what? Wait, what? What did you say? Like, a self-proclaimed witch from Alabama has been charged with second-degree murder and the presumed death of Layla Cabot, a Georgia mother who has been missing since July. That's fucked up. Oh, he looks crazy. Yeah, he looks like Papa Shango. If you remember, if you're old enough to remember who Papa Shango is. Shannon Damore Ryan is also facing a charge of tampering with evidence in connection with the disappearance of 21-year-old Cabot, according to a press release issued by the Hollywood Police Department on Tuesday. He was initially arrested on charges of kidnapping and lying to federal officers back in August, just weeks after Cabot's 2-year-old son, Camden, was found wandering alone around an apartment complex in Miramar on July 26. I don't give a fuck what he is. String him up. Send him to South Carolina. Put him in front of the fucking firing squad. The boy was barefoot and wearing only a t-shirt and a diaper at the time. Come on, man. This is what that firing squad should fucking be for, these type of crimes. In April, the federal charge against Ryan was dropped and replaced with the count of child neglect without great bodily harm. The mother and son were visiting South Florida from their home in Atlanta at the time of her disappearance. Layla was last seen on the evening of July 25th, 2020, with Camden at a racetrack gas station in Hollywood about 10:30 p.m. Authorities discovered her truck just days later on July 28th. It was left unattended in a Walmart parking lot, also in Hollywood. It's just too many things linking to him. Ryan told investigators at the time that Cavett had traveled to Florida to sell him the vehicle. According to court documents, he also claimed to have seen a missing mom and her son get into a car with a pair of men who first asked her if she liked the party. Come on. Come on. That just doesn't sound right. She's going to get into the car with her and her son. With a pair of men who asked her if she liked the party. That's where the cop got to be like, oh yeah, we got our guy. Okay. In a 50-minute video later posted to his Facebook, the 39-year-old suspect delved deeper into his relationship with the missing mom. Yep. Facebook, gonna tell on yourself. Might as well. They're not, yo. Just turn yourself in. You're gonna get on Facebook and start talking and doing all this shit. Yeah, just turn yourself in. Explained that they met randomly after Cavett's car broke down one night in 2019. He said she showed up on his doorstep seeking a place for her and her son to stay. On the same social media page, Ryan claimed to practice witchcraft, knowledge of self. There's nothing wrong with not having knowledge of self. Kemetic Kundalini and chakra meditation, Kemetic science, health, wellness, fitness, and mentorship. He's a fucking guru nut. He's a fucking guru nut. He's one of them guys that you give him like 10,000. You give him your money, And he says he's going to teach you the ways of the universe. Next thing you know, you assed out with your shit on the fucking curb and you still know nothing. You know that you shouldn't have trusted him. That's the only thing that you learned. He noted that he tried to pass along the skills to a vet while she lived with them during the. But nobody wants that. That's the type. These are the type of things. Every category that was named is the type of shit that you don't want to hear unless you want to hear. You don't want this shit forced on you. Probably got mad. I don't want to hear that stupid shit, man. Why are you always talking that shit, man? What's that Nas song? They're always talking that back to Africa shit. Where the real niggas at? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's the Nas song. But yeah, he always talking that back to Africa shit. Like, yeah, like y'all like, man, I don't want to hear that, man. Like, y'all trying to chill, man. Like, yeah. He probably got mad. They only just recently reconnected. He added over the sale of her truck. According to, yeah, that Hotep shit. Get that Hotep shit the fuck out of here, man. Know what I mean? Like, yo, your whole house smell like bacon. Your whole house smell like bacon and chitlins, and you talking this Hotep shit. Fuck away from me, man. According to an arrest report released on Tuesday, Ryan was caught on video buying carpet cleaner and trash bags. He also searched Google for does bleach and alcohol make chloroform? Oh my God. Yo, he's just, yo, why don't he just ask the cops that? It also detailed how a cell phone and surveillance placed him in an apartment complex where Cavett's son was left abandoned. You piece of shit. Hey, that whole tap shit the fuck out of here, man. The fuck? Nobody want to hear that shit, man. Man, we learn at our own pace. Color with my own crayons, whatever. If I want to scribble scrabble, I'm going to scribble scrabble. If I want Winnie the Pooh's head to be purple and his shirt to be fucking orange and his legs to be fucking black, I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do. Let me paint my own canvas, baby. God damn. So with that being said, that was a lot, man. The self-proclaimed witch. I thought a fucking I don't know because I don't know. Role-playing games usually say what? A witch is a woman and a warlock is the same as a witch, but since it's a warlock, since it's a man, they call it a warlock. What the, I don't know. But yo, if you fucks with the show, if you fucks with the show, follow me at Rise and Shine, RYEZSHYNE. Yeah. On Twitter, Taco Meat 05 on Instagram, TACOMEAT 05. Or just Avery Johnson on Facebook. Yo, if you got a podcast, tell me and I will subscribe and I will listen to it because that's what I do all day. I listen to all types of shit all day. I'm always looking for something different. I'm always looking for something new. Nope. That being said, don't let this vaccine shit wear your fucking mask. You hear motherfuckers like, oh, well, I got a vaccine, so I don't have to wear the mask and all that. Stop that. Stop that shit, man. You got these people rounding you up. Yo, follow suit. We all still wearing our masks out here, no matter if you got the vaccine or not. Follow fucking suit. Yo, I love you guys. Yo, I'll holler at y'all tomorrow. Fun fucking Fridays. Yeah. Peace.